In a world full of noise and endless distractions, the hardest thing to find is clarity. Here, we uncover the ideas, tools, and stories that help you focus on what truly matters so that you can live and work with purpose. I'm Stuart Hislop, and this is The One Thing Guide. Let me start with this question that I think is going to resonate with you. What if the life that you're living right now is something that was created 10 years ago? That's something that's quite interesting, because when I sat down and I read this particular statement, and the statement kind of went like this: the person you are today is created from your past. And it confused me. But then I actually started to reflect on it. You see, many years ago, you go through this journey. You start to learn a certain skill. You meet a certain individual. And over time, that starts to build and build and build. And if you do the reflection today and you start looking back, everything that you're doing, the skills that you have, you learnt it maybe yesterday, but you learnt it in the past. You see, for most of us, we're actually passively creating our lives. We wake up every single morning and we just go through the normal motions of doing our habits. We wake up, whether it's getting that cup of coffee, and sometimes you don't even remember getting the cup of coffee, it just happens to be in your hand. And we just kind of think, well, life is just gonna happen. But does it have to be like that? You see, that statement, your current life, is actually a result of your past, is the biggest secret that you can have knowing how to go into the future. And that's what I want to discuss with you today. I want to create your future by design. I want you from today to start thinking about the actions. I want you to start thinking about who you actually want to become. Because the goals that are actually in front of you, those ones that you seem to, you love, you've got this inspiration that you want to achieve it, but they always seem to be in front of you. They never seem to be in the present. Well, you should be asking yourself why. Why isn't that goal achieved right now? Why is it always in the future? Why am I always reflecting, hey, I'd love to do that. I'd love to have that. Why can't it be right now? Well, that's what I want to share with you. There are these five key tips. Then they're actionable tips that you can actually implement again from today so that you can actually start creating this life by design going into the future. Now, the very first one, and it's one that it took me a little while to internalize. I work with a lot of clients and we create not a vision board, but we create a vision of our future. We look at a date in the future, let's say 5 years from now, and we look and we say, well, how old are we? What does our relationships look like? What does our business look like? And we really start to granularize it all the way down so that we get this emotional connection to our future. Well, that's where it starts. You see, if you don't have clarity of your future, where are you going? So that's the very first key actionable point. I want you to design your future, but, and there's a big but to this, I want you to design it in such a manner that it gives you excitement. And I want you to look at very specific areas. These particular areas are going to be areas that will excite you when you just think about it. For instance, it could be something that you want in your business career. Maybe it's something that really highlights, but when you think about it, it actually gives you butterflies in your stomach. That's what I'm making reference to. If it's a person, an individual, a relationship, when you're thinking about it in 5 years' time, it's got to give you that, wow, that energy. Like, I actually cannot wait to do that. When you can actually start to feel that excitement of your vision, in, let's say, 3 to 5 years' time, now you're starting to mold a future that actually excites you today. And that's what's so important. It mustn't just be, oh, yes, that's actually what I want to achieve. It's on a piece of paper. It's on the wall, and away we go. No, you've got to look at it and go, oh, my gosh, I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Think of it like when you book an overseas holiday. That excitement. You can't book the overseas holiday today to go tomorrow. You generally book it a couple of months in advance. And when you book it, there's that excitement that comes inside of you. That's what I'm making reference to. You've got to look at that particular future by design that gives you that excitement and it gives you that energy. It puts a smile on your face and you think, I cannot wait. Every morning, I cannot wait for that day to be today. So that's the first one. Create an overwhelming, excitable vision for your future. Give it a date. Design it around who you are as an individual, but make sure it just becomes so true and excitable. Then we move on to step two. And step two is going, well, now we've got this excitable vision. Let's break that down to what does that excitement look like as a milestone in 1 year's time? You see, when you've got that excitement of 3 to 5 years and you bring that down and you say, hey, in 1 year's time, I actually want to make sure that I'm at this particular point, because if I'm at this particular point, I'll be on track to achieving that long-term goal. So it's the second point is what does it look like in 12 months? And that's what we refer to as a milestone. It's that milestone, that little checkpoint that when you actually hit it, and you will hit it because we're going to create you as the individual to do it. When you hit it, your excitement of actually achieving that five-year vision, that life by design, it just starts to escalate even more. It gives you even more excitement because you're actually not only just one step closer, but you're 1 year closer, 12 months closer to achieving it. That's what actually gives you all that drive and that excitement. So now, you've got that five-year vision that's giving you this overwhelming excitement and energy. You've now got this little checkpoint, this milestone, which is 12 months into the actual future. Now what we need to do is we do what we call an audit. All right. And this can be an audit to see, well, what areas of my life are giving me the energy, or what areas of my life are taking away this energy? You see, when you lose that momentum because of life's draining energies, you go off track. You start doing what you normally do, those typical routines, and you just go onto autopilot. We need to sit down and identify what is draining you and what is exciting you. Is it a relationship? Is it your career? Is it something that it's your health? Maybe it's your friendship. Maybe it's the food you're eating. Maybe it's the environment that you're in. You start to look at all these different areas of your life and you start to identify what gives you excitement and what's draining you. Now, if it's something that's draining you, is it something that now that you're aware of it, you can correct it, or do you have to remove it? If it's something that's exciting you, how do you make sure that that is front and center every single day? Because when it's front and center every single day, guess what? You're going to wake up with this excitement of going, I cannot wait until 12 months passes. I cannot wait until I get to that five-year goal. So you need to make sure that you can do this audit in an honest way and look at it and say, is this giving me that energy? Is it taking away the energy? And if it's taking away the energy, what can you do with it? What can you actually amend, change, or remove of it to replace that, call it that draining, with the positive energy as you're going forward? It's so, so important. We want to remove the autopilot of your particular day. Now, the fourth step is actually, it's something that as a coach, we always hold our clients accountable to their actions. And their actions are so important. But what I've come to realize, actions requires skills. Actions require knowledge. You see, knowledge and skills are two areas that you are in control of. You can go out and you can learn more. You can find a mentor and learn from them to improve your skills. Why is that so important? Because in this particular journey, as you're going forward, there's going to be certain activities that you need to perform that maybe now you can't do it. but you need to master it. You need to learn it. You know, when I was doing a bit of research around this, I was thinking of an athlete who wants to run the 100 meters. Now, they don't just wake up and say, let me run the 100 meters. No, they've actually got to go and understand what is required. What is understand how to go off that starting block in the best possible way. How do they learn that? Well, they have mentors, they have coaches that direct them. They start looking at, well, different altitudes of where they're running. How much training do they need to do? What do they need to put into their body as far as fuel to make sure that they're at the maximum level? They don't want to burn out. How do they go when they go to the Olympics? What is that routine before? That is all knowledge. That is all skills. They master that. And what are the outcome? They become that better version of themselves. And that is the fourth point. It's having a look at your identity, looking at who you are. How do you make yourself a better version of yourself? So when you look at those particular actions and activities, you're a master at it. You can go through it without any confusion. You can go through it with so much confidence that people look at you and go, wow, that's amazing. And you'll actually enjoy it. So when you're doing an audit of your life, of what's draining, what's giving you energy, you also look at your life as to, what knowledge do I need to learn? What skills do I need to master in order to live that life that I'm looking at by design? And for many of us, it might be something that leads up to it. So start looking at your life. And then once you identify it, well, then the next action is quite straightforward and simple. Put it into action. Start to look at the learning. Get yourself enrolled in a particular course if you have to. Find yourself a mentor or coach that can actually help to master that skill so that you can actually start to move forward. And then finally, and this is the one that really is on the back of once you identify your weaknesses as your identity, your personal person, you start to live each and every day with growth. What can I learn today? What can I do tomorrow that's actually going to be amazing? You start taking every single step with this energy and drive that leads you closer and closer towards that particular outcome, whether it's the milestone that's in 12 months' time or the actual vision, that an energizing goal that's in the actual future. You see, when you've actually got this, and I want to call it this emotional drive, every single day, I want to become a better version of who I was yesterday. And a better version is not something simple as just like changing your personality. It could be something simple as learning how to make a boiled egg. If you've never been able to make one, learn something new. You see, the growth that you put inside of you, your mind, when it starts to get fed with more growth opportunities, it gets excited. It loves it. As human beings, we want to move forward. We want to grow. We want to actually step in our life and actually go forward. So I'm going to go back to that original question, because this original question was, what if your life wasn't something that you discovered, but something that you built? And if you look at these five little actionable steps that I've shared with you, you can actually see by creating that clarity of that vision that's got so much energy, it actually drives you, it gets you that excitement, bringing it back to 12 months where you can actually see this milestone that actually is giving you the clarity. I hit this on my track. Starting to order different areas of your life, what gives you energy, what's removing your energy, so that you can actually start to eliminate that negative draining part of the journey that you're going on. Start looking at yourself. What are the skills that you need to master? When you can identify them, I need to learn this particular knowledge. I need to master the certain skill. And once it becomes aware, your identity starts to grow. And the last one, as I mentioned to you, it's just growing yourself. It's putting it all into action, setting yourself that schedule of saying, hey, let me just learn one thing each and every day that gets me closer to this particular goal. Now, through this particular research, there was a quote that jumped out at me, and I don't know who the actual author is, but it really resonates through what I've shared with you. Build yourself, and the life you want becomes the natural result. It's a quote that I want you to actually just remember. You are in control of who you are. So your future means it's in your control. And all you've got to do is just take that first step going forward. So build yourself, and the life you want becomes your natural result.
You've been listening to The One Thing Guy. Remember, when you focus on what matters most, everything changes. See you next time.